Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Jason Witt felt like his life was finally complete when he stumbled across his perfect match online.
Andrea is a beautiful woman, and there was great chemistry.
But behind Andrea Stanley's charismatic smile was a malicious secret.
We couldn't believe that this was actually happening.
You just can't predict what crazy people will do.
And one night, Jason would come face to face with true evil when he found himself in a fight like no other.
It takes an exceptionally cruel person to commit a crime like that.
I'm just so glad I can be here for my boys.
When it comes to love and marriage, things aren't always as they seem. ...32-year-old bachelor Jason Witt appeared to have it all.
I had just finished up my MBA. I had just landed a job with a very good IT consulting firm and was doing really well. I was traveling almost every other week.
But by the summer of 2005, Jason realized one thing was missing: love.
I had come to this realization that I had probably dated a few girls in my past that I could have made a wonderful life with. My own level of commitment didn't allow that relationship to move forward.
He would talk about, what can I do better? How can he make himself a good match for someone?
As Jason plunged back into the dating scene, he was determined to get it right. That August, he joined an online dating site and quickly came across the profile of an attractive 24-year-old medical technician named Andrea Stanley.
Just shot her a quick note just to say, hi, how are you? I'm Jason. And got a response pretty quick.
The conversations that followed revealed clear chemistry.
Andrea had a very engaging writing style. She made me laugh from the get-go. We had an easy time bantering back and forth, so it was enjoyable just talking to her, even though I hadn't heard her voice.
Despite Jason's initial excitement, he did have one concern.
I had never dated someone with a child. Knowing that she had a daughter, I had some questions. I didn't know what that meant in terms of any custody issues.
But Jason didn't have to worry about the father at all. On their first in-person date a few weeks later, Andrea opened up about her past.
There was an ease to our conversation that was really nice and refreshing. So I asked her, where's the father? And her response to me was, I was raped.
He's in jail and he's not a part of your life.
When I heard her say that then, it came out so strong, like such a survivor. It was really impressive.
As the date wrapped up, Jason knew one thing was certain.
There's no doubt it was a great date, and I definitely wanted to see her again.
As 2005 came to a close, their relationship continued to blossom.
We were just kind of taking the natural steps that you'd expect in any serious relationship.
I couldn't be happier.
Me too.
They got along well,
She shared his sense of humor. They enjoyed each other's company. That did give me the feeling that they were right for each other.
Then, one night in February 2006, Andrea delivered some unexpected news.
There was an uncomfortable silence, and she simply said, "I have something to say." She seemed scared to tell me, and she said,
"I'm pregnant."
I was obviously surprised, and I didn't want to make any decisions quickly.
"It'll be fine."
But soon it became clear that Andrea wanted answers.
After probably a week and a half, she started asking me questions.
"What's up, Jason? It's been 2 weeks."
I said, "I am committed to you. I love you. We will have this baby together. Let's see how you and I do, and then we can make decisions that will impact this child long term."
"Do this one step at a time."
Her response was, "Either we're getting married or we're not." Getting married when she was showing was not an option. Here was that moment to say yes or no. The decision came down to, yes, I'm in love with her, so I want to marry her.
Jason knew in his heart he was making the right decision. But before Jason could even pop the question, he would be thrown into a vortex of lies, deceit, and manipulation that would destroy everything he believed in.
He was just caught in this whirlwind of emotion.
"I can't imagine how someone can keep such a deep, dark secret."
I didn't know what to do, and that's what just scared the dickens out of me.
In April 2006, Jason Witt couldn't be happier to be in love with Andrea Stanley, the future mother of his first child. But that joy was soon shattered when Jason received a distressing call from Andrea while on the road.
She was distraught, she was upset, and she's just, "I don't know what's going on.
I lost the baby."
It was devastating, and that just made me worried for her.
Still, Jason knew what he wanted to do for the woman he loved.
"I knew I still felt the way I did about her. I still loved her. I created a get-well bag, and at the bottom was a diamond ring she says she had always hoped for."
"It's my ring.
Will you marry me?"
It was kind of a neat moment to recommit to the two of us.
With the ring on her finger, Andrea quickly bounced back and set a whirlwind date for 2 months later. But by the day of their nuptials, it seemed Andrea had morphed into a classic bridezilla.
She was texting me all kinds of things. She was going to leave me at the altar, and I was a horrible person, and I just didn't know what to do. I felt that she had been under tremendous amount of stress. She was coming off losing a baby. So I gave her the benefit of the doubt.
I tried to just be positive for Jason and, you know, look forward to a beautiful wedding that day. And fingers crossed that Andrea was actually going to show up.
In the end, Andrea did show up, and the wedding went off without a hitch. But over the next few months, it seemed to Jason that Andrea had a flair for the dramatic.
We had some ups and downs, which I felt was normal. What made me a little bit nervous was one fight in particular. She was just off the roof, angry, and within minutes turned around like nothing had just happened. It was a real Jekyll and Hyde moment.
Then one night in January 2007, Andrea reached a new low.
"Why didn't you respond to my text messages?"
I had no idea what was going on. So I started questioning her, "Why are we always fighting? Where is this coming from?" And Andrea started describing her depression.
"Jason, I just want to die."
"What?" I was concerned that she was suffering, having lost a child. I wanted to get her help.
"I just want to kill myself."
Jason felt even worse after Andrea revealed that the anniversary of her rape was fast approaching.
"We'll get you someone to talk to."
"It's too late."
But a few weeks later, Andrea's spirits were lifted.
We find out we were going to have another baby, and we started seeing a doctor, and we knew she was not going to lose the baby. So it really did change the relationship. We were both ecstatic.
Jason was excited to be a father. I could definitely tell that this was something that he always wanted.
By the time she gave birth to their son that November, It seemed Jason and Andrea were finally hitting their stride.
We're both ecstatic. The first time holding my son, it just brought tears to my eyes.
But unfortunately, the upswing didn't last long.
I told you never to do anything like that.
One night, Andrea got upset at a comment that was made by her daughter.
I didn't do anything.
She was in the kitchen, and I just hear a crash.
Go to your room!
Andrea!
I run over, and then there's just broken glass all over the tile floor. She just had a fit of rage. And she just scared the heck out of me. So I said to her,
give me our son! Give me our son!
Mom!
It's okay, sweetie. It'll be fine. Give me our son!
She would not hand me the baby.
With no other choice, Jason called the police, which caused Andrea to pack both kids in the car and take off.
At that point, I had no idea what she was capable of.
It was just the tip of the iceberg.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
On May 2nd, 2008, Jason Witt called the police after his wife Andrea flew into a terrifying rage and took off with the kids.
I was scared because I had no idea what she was capable of. And the cops picked her up a couple miles into the next county.
But Andrea told police she'd merely been taking the children to dinner.
She had kind of charmed herself out of any sort of consequences. I was beginning to learn at this point that she could lie fairly easily, readily, and people were going to believe her. I began to question the reality of the stories that she told me early on in our marriage, and I'd begun to wonder whether or not she had really been raped.
And by December 2008, Jason was even more certain that his instinct was right.
We had an argument, and Andrea had gone home to her parents, and her mom called me. And so my question to her mom was,
did she ever get any help after her rape?
Her mom's response was, huh? And I said, she was not raped, was she? And her mom's response was, you need to speak to Andrea.
When Andrea finally returned home later that night, Jason did just that.
We need to talk.
She said to me, I was married.
I didn't want you to find out.
She told me that he did rape her, but she told me that he was the son of a prominent person in town. Her parents pressured her into marrying him anyway.
Jason didn't believe a word she said.
The dam broke because everything I believed about this woman was a lie.
But despite it all, Jason wanted to somehow save the marriage. He believed that counseling was the best next step.
I was shocked. I was very vocal with Jason in telling him that she was not going to change. But Jason was committed to the relationship.
Things were good for at least a couple weeks, and she got pregnant again. I was happy, but Andrea can never follow through with counseling. So that was when I realized that I don't have a partner in this. This isn't a marriage if there's only one person fighting for it.
With that, Jason felt there was only one thing to do.
Leaving a pregnant woman was not an easy decision for me at all.
On September 4th, 2009, after 3 years of marriage, Jason filed for divorce. He hoped the worst was behind him, but he was wrong.
The day I filed for divorce was the day I basically set off a nuclear bomb.
After giving birth to a second son, Andrea fought tooth and nail to keep their children from Jason. For over 2 years, a custody battle of epic proportions played out between the two of them.
Jason and Andrea were basically sharing custody. She initiated 6 false allegations of child abuse against him with Child Protective Services, alleging all manner of child abuse. She initiated 2 or 3 police investigations against him as well.
Every month I was dealing with a new accusation. I was dealing with accusations just left and right. This was just a harrowing experience, because when you're dealing with children, all she had to do was cry wolf, and the courts were going to believe her.
But when all allegations against Jason were proven false, a judge finally held Andrea in contempt and ordered her to allow visitation immediately.
I knew that Andrea was backed into a corner. For the first time, someone of authority had let her know that there were truly consequences to all this stuff that she was doing.
Over the next several weeks, Jason was surprised to hear very little from his ex.
There were no accusations. It was just quiet. And it felt good. It was her weekend to have the kids. So I dropped off the kids with Andrea, and I met some friends, and we went out and watched the Super Bowl. After getting home, I just went straight to my bedroom, and I just crashed.
But around 4 a.m., something stirred him from his sleep.
I remember hearing a shuffle right next to my bed. And I felt a crack right against my head. I can't see. It's dark. I don't know what's going on. And a big pop went off. And at that moment, I knew whoever it was had a gun.
And what he saw next would send his world spiraling out of control.
I was letting out whatever sound I could, and it was just a shriek.
In the early morning hours of February 6th, 2012, Jason Witt found himself under attack.
I knew whoever it was had a gun, so I flipped the light on.
Andrea!
And Andrea is standing there, staring me down. My head was racing. I'm just wired at this point, adrenaline just running like crazy.
Turn over.
Andrea grabbed my hands and started to tie them up with plexi ties, and then began to pull the bed sheets off the bed and wrap them around me. I couldn't breathe, and I could feel the plexi cuffs just loosening just that little bit. Eventually, I just pulled my arms out of the plexi cuffs, put a hole through the saran wrap. I started going after her, and the gun goes off. She's trying to shove her way into the room, so I started hitting her over the head with the gun. I shut the door and I locked it and called 911. told them my ex-wife broke in. She tried to kill me. I need help. I don't know if she's still in the house. I don't know what's going on, but I need help. I need an ambulance and I need police here quick.
As police arrived, Andrea was nowhere to be found, and Jason was rushed to the emergency room. He had no clue until he arrived at the hospital that he'd been shot point blank in the face.
The bullet went through my cheek, under my ear, and out my neck, and didn't hit anything major. It's an absolute miracle.
Meanwhile, police located Andrea at a different hospital almost 4 hours away.
She told sheriff's deputies that she had been a victim of domestic violence, that her husband had beaten her with a gun.
She made claims that it was not her fault and that she was defending herself. Even after committing this horrible attack and then getting arrested at the hospital, Andrea was still lying.
It was shocking to me that she thought anyone would believe it.
Fortunately, all of Andrea's previous actions against Jason spoke volumes.
She was placed under arrest for aggravated assault, for causing serious bodily injury with a deadly weapon.
Only a sick person can do this kind of thing. To walk in and torture him. God knows what her plan was. I mean, it's gotta be the utmost evil.
On May 14th, 2013, Andrea went to trial, claiming she was a victim of domestic violence. But prosecutors were confident with the trail Andrea herself had left behind.
One of Andrea's boyfriends testified about the things that she had done with him that were very, very similar to what Jason had gone through. There was also evidence from a psychiatrist that she was a habitual liar. There was clear proof that Andrea had a disturbing pattern of terrorizing the men in her life.
I think Andrea is a very miserable, sad, sick individual. And it's just sad that her demons really ran so deep, she couldn't overcome them.
After 2 days of testimony, Andrea Stanley was convicted on all counts and was sentenced to 50 years in prison.
There was just a huge sense of relief. It just felt like 8 years of absolute hell was finally over.
Today, Jason continues to question everything he ever knew about Andrea.
I keep wondering how all this happened. I mean, there isn't a single word that she ever told me that I can truly rely on as honest truth.
And when he thinks about committing to a relationship, Jason keeps his focus on the people who matter most.
Jason has really stepped up. He is a full-time single dad. I think this has really turned him into a stronger person for the long run.
The boys and I are catching up on what we missed out on. And it's been just unbelievable to watch the kids grow, to have them come out of this situation, especially my oldest. That little kid is my hero. I can't look back on the last couple years of the time I've spent with my boys without anything but complete joy.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.